Donald Trump to seniors, I will protect healthcare from illegal migration. By Neil Monroe on October 15, 2020. President Donald Trump is rebuilding support among older voters by spotlighting the damaging impact of illegal immigration on federal and state healthcare spending. Joe Biden's agenda would be a catastrophe for Iowa seniors, Trump told his October 14 audience in Des Moines, Iowa, adding, Biden is pledging mass amnesty and federal health care for illegal aliens, decimating Medicare and destroying your Social Security. We all have a heart. I said all the time, I'd love to take care of everybody all over the world. The problem is our country can't afford it. If you started saying, we're going to give free education, we're going to give you Medicare, we're going to give you health care, we're going to give you everything, our country will be flooded with millions and millions of people that are going to come from all over the world. They will decimate our country. You can't do it. Biden cares more about illegal aliens than he does your senior citizens. It's true. Trump needs to boost his support among the many older Americans who have been frightened by the federal and state government's management of the coronavirus disease. On October 6, for example, Axios reported, former Vice President Joe Biden has gained a more than 20-point lead over President Trump among voters ages 65 and older. Two separate polls, one from CNN and one from NBC News and The Wall Street Journal, found illegal migrants consume much federal aid, especially amid the economic crash suffered by the Democrat-run cities that welcome cheap migrant labor. A Blue Ribbon study in 2016 reported that migrants cost state and local governments roughly $60 billion per year. If Congress allows the current population of roughly 4.5 million uninsured illegal aliens to enroll in the Obamacare system, the federal government's cost would likely be around $10 billion a year, according to a 2019 report by the Center for Immigration Studies. Additional migrants would raise annual health care costs. Trump cited the Democrats' primary debate in June 2019 in which Biden joined other candidates in promising Americans health care to illegal migrants. Remember, Joe said they're gonna give health care to illegal immigrants, people that come into the country illegally. In other words, right? They come in illegally. And under their plan, they have the manifesto. They want to give them a lawyer, they want to give them education, they want to give them health care. In August, the Democrats used a video during their convention to welcome all migrants who enter the United States searching for American health care. The video featured an illegal immigrant who brought her disabled daughter into the United States for life-saving health care. American experts and taxpayers saved the child but cannot yet cure the spina bifida that apparently keeps her confined to a wheelchair. Jessica Sanchez, the adult daughter, told the Democrats' audience, I don't have the right ID. So I can't get health insurance through the Obamacare exchange. I need health insurance. I deserve it, right? Of course you do, her mother, Sylvia, responded in Spanish. We all deserve hope, a good life, and health. Trump also reminded his Iowa audience about the economic and civic impact of the Democrats' globalist policies. For decades, Biden and his cronies laughed while they shipped millions of your jobs to their friends in foreign countries, in countries that you've never even heard of. They lived behind gated walls and they flooded your communities with illegal immigration, deadly drugs, MS-13 savages that assault, rape, and murder innocent Americans. They forced our fellow citizens to live in crumbling inner cities, while they spent trillions of dollars on never-ending foreign wars. Biden, according to Trump, has put forward a radical plan to eliminate U.S. borders by implementing catch and release, opposing curbs on deadly sanctuary cities, and suspending all removals of illegal aliens so if you have somebody that's a murderer or rapist, we can't deport them. Trump's 2020 plan offers broadly popular restrictions on immigration and visa workers. But Biden's 2020 plan promises to let companies import more college-trained visa workers, to let mayors import visa workers, to accelerate the multi-million inflow of chain migration migrants, to end migration enforcement against illegal aliens unless they commit a felony, and to dramatically accelerate the inflow of poor refugees to at least 125,000 per year. The number of foreign people who could potentially benefit from Biden's welcome is limited only by the tolerance of our government, said Jessica Vaughn, policy director at the Center for Immigration Studies. Biden had his progressive supporters live insulated from the effects of it. Whether it is their schools, their job markets, or their neighborhoods, they live in a bubble, she told Breitbart News. Open-ended legal migration is praised by big businesses and progressives partly because the arrival of migrants helps to transfer wealth from wage earners to stockholders. Migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from homebuyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states. Migration also allows investors and CEOs to skimp on labor-saving technology, sideline U.S. minorities, ignore disabled people, exploit stoop labor in the fields, shortchange labor in the cities, impose tight control on American professionals, centralize technological innovation, and undermine labor rights.